I turned the heat up a while ago because it wasn't on. Is it too warm now? Okay. I turned it up to 70. I don't know. We know it works. One other thing that I needed to get a, I don't know, some kind of an idea on was about the service tonight, whether we should have one or not. I have a, I've been doing, when I do the services in the evening, a study on Thessalonians, and I was going to continue that, but I don't know. I don't see any nods of agreement or shaking their head. So we'll go ahead and try to have a service tonight at 5 o'clock. Okay. All right. When John, well, first of all, I want to thank everybody for their kindness and prayers for me, because everybody knows that I have, how difficult this is for me to talk in front of a group. And I thank you so much for bearing with me. But last night when John called at 6 o'clock, he told me that he wasn't going to be able to make this morning. So I thought, oh my, what am I going to do? I have nothing for this morning. And I just drew a blank, and I thought, well, maybe I'll do the study in Thessalonians, but that didn't seem to do anything. I was just lost. I thought, oh my. So Sandy reminded me that, you know, what Dan's been teaching us, that we need to rely on the Lord. And so I thought, well, Lord, if you have something for us, you're going to have to give me something. And so I prayed about it. And so I came up, so the Lord impressed upon me with the verse, Matthew 5, the verses Matthew 5, 13 through 16. And they read, "You are salt of the earth, but if the salt has lost its taste, how shall its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled under the people's feet. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but put it on a stand and it gives light to the whole house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven." I'd like to start off with prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we just give you thanks for this time that we can be in your house. And Lord, we just thank you for today. And Lord, I just ask you to be with me during this time. Help me not to be tongue-tied. Help me to be able to convey something to the people here out of your word, Lord. We just thank you again for this day, and we just ask you to be with us during this time. And we ask you this in Jesus' name. Amen. I was thinking about our light and how we shine, or do we shine, our witness and our testimony before others. And it's been made very plain to me, since our grandchildren are with us now, close to us, there's some responsibility I have to be an example to them and try to live a life that I should in front of them. The other day, Zachary and I were walking out through the property, and I have a bunch of pine trees that are dead, that some kind of a bug's got into them, and they're pretty far gone. And we were walking along and walked up to one of them, and I kind of shook it a little bit, and I pushed it over. And his eyes got real big. But I didn't think much of it. And Sandy told me a couple, three, 4 days later, they were out walking again, and he walked over to a tree and tried to push it over because Granddad had pushed it over. And I thought, wow, you know, what kind of an impression am I going to have on these children, and what kind of responsibility do I have now? And how is my light going to shine to where they can see, you know, a testimony that I should have for Christ? So I thought more about that. But, you know, these are people that I know are watching me. We have a testimony. We try to live, and we see people from the church. You know, they know how we are, we hope. And but these are people that we know are watching us. You know, what about people that we don't know are watching us? What do they see in us? And how is our light shining for them, to them? And, you know, I thought about that. So, you know, I've done this before here in the service here, I think, maybe one evening or something, about my testimony and how I came to the Lord. So I'm going to go through that briefly. But as I was growing up, I was brought up in a church, church that preached the gospel, and I was taught in Sunday school classes what I should, you know, the Bible. And so, you know, this was just everyday life for us. There was no question when we got up on Sunday, we went to church. But when I was 13, I lost my father. He was killed in a car accident. And after that, I didn't have a father figure. And, well, I guess I did somewhat, but I didn't have a father figure in my life. And one of the fellows that I worked for, he was a real nice guy. You know, he was the kind of guy that he could meet anybody and they instantly liked him. He had that kind of a personality. His name was Stan Berry. He was a nice guy, and he kind of took me under his wing. But he took me to a lot of places that a young kid shouldn't go. And I learned a lot of things that I shouldn't have learned. And, I mean, he wasn't a good influence in my life. Even though he was a nice fella, I mean, he just wasn't a good influence in my life. And, you know, I wonder, you know, looking back on that, if there had been somebody there that could have been a good influence, that I just missed, or they missed me, or whatever. But at any rate, I think, you know, are there people, are kids out there, young people, that maybe I could help, that, you know, that need some help, that I have passed by, that I've just missed, and they missed out and ended up like me with somebody that was less than good for them. So I think about, how has my light shined? And I have I been a lamp that I should have been? How bright has my light been? Well, anyway, as I went on, I didn't live the way I should. And the next person that was an influence in my life was my mom. Of course, most of you knew her. And I can remember coming in at night when she would be waiting up and I would be in no condition to meet her at the door. And I remember waiting out back in the cold several times until she would go to bed, turn off the light and go to bed before I'd go into the house. And I remember how Mom used to pray for me. I mean, I didn't much pay any attention to it at the time. But Mom always prayed for, well, there was four of us boys, and she always prayed for all of us. We were always in her prayers, even in later life. And Mom was always faithful. Mom's light always shined. She always taught us right. Like I said, we were always in church where we should be. And Mom was an example. Well, then my Uncle Sam decided that I was going to come to Fort Campbell and be in the Army for a while. So I was drafted, and I was here at Fort Campbell, and I still was living a life that wasn't pleasing to God. But I knew enough of the Bible that I needed to straighten up. But at the same time, I always had the opinion that I was going to, at that time I was young, and I was going to live my life and enjoy myself. And then when I got old, I was going to get saved and get things straight. You know, I was going to have my fun while I was a young man. But I was in the Army at Fort Campbell from 1966 until 1968. And during that time, of course, that was during the 67 war that Israel fought with their Arab neighbors. And I got to thinking, you know, well, you know, this doesn't look good. You know, I've been taught enough prophecy that, you know, that maybe I don't have time to get old here. You know, and I come, you know, and I thought, you know, I've been living like I should. And I was thinking this way. But at the same time, I had a roommate, or a bunkmate that was slept in a bunk just next to me. And he professed to be an atheist and all this type of thing. But anyway, he had a young lady that was a friend of his that was a Christian. And she wrote him faithfully. And she always sent him a tract. And I know you've seen these little, I think they're Chick tracts that are put out. They're a little book, and you open them up, and it asks about, you know, what would you do if? Anyway, he got one of these from her, and he looked at it and said, I'm getting tired of this, and he just threw it down on the floor. So I picked it up, and I read it. And I thought, you know, this is something I need to take care of. I wasn't ready, and I knew it. And so I came to the realization that I needed to get saved. But, you know, I think back about this now, I thought, you know, I need to find a church and a preacher. I mean, I didn't realize that, you know, I could sit down with my Bible and ask the Lord. I didn't need the preacher. But, you know, I thought, well, I can go to the Protestant chapel here on post. You know, of course, when you do a Protestant chapel, you know, no telling what kind of a preacher you'll draw that week. So I went to the Protestant chapel, and I don't remember the much of the message. But when he finished the message and dismissed the service, he said, if there's anybody that needs to talk about salvation, he said, I'll be glad to talk to you. So I went and talked to him, and I was saved. He led me to the Lord. But, I think back now that this young lady, this friend of Manuel's, she was faithful. She always sent him a tract. She sent him a Bible. And she was doing what she ought to do. And I benefited from that. And I don't know what she looks like. I don't know her name. But someday I will. And also, you know, the chaplain there. I mean, he was being faithful. I mean, he didn't have to give an invitation, if that's what you wanted to call it. He didn't have to invite me to come and get saved. But he did. So anyway, I think about how our light shines. I mean, her light shined, the young lady's light shined for me because she did what she was supposed to. Now, how does our light shine? How is our everyday life, what we do, you know, on the farm or in the courtroom or at the Army base or wherever, how do other people see Jesus in us? And, you know, I know I saw Jesus in my mom. I saw Jesus in the chaplain and this young lady. But every day I go to work, right now out at the Young Farm. I've been working for John for about a year now. And so I'm going to talk about John a little bit. He's not here, so I can talk about him. I see him and deal with the farm day in and day out. And the breakdowns, the problems, what works and what doesn't work. He's got several people that work for him that are all different. I work for him. He has a couple of Mexican boys work for him. And then he got a couple other fellas at work. And he puts up with all of us just great. I'm amazed at his testimony every day. I see him, and, you know, if it's cleaning out a grain bin, driving a truck, fixing a bush hog, I mean, John's testimony is there. I mean, John's light shines bright. In fact, it shines so bright if you're standing very close to him, you get sunburned sometimes. I mean, so, you know, I'm just so thankful that the Lord has put people in my life that could shine like that, to be a testimony to me. And I think, what kind of a testimony am I to the people that meet me every day? And what kind of a testimony and a light am I in this world? I mean, I would like to be better, but, you know, I'm glad of the Bible teaching that I had when I was a kid, when I was being raised. It was sound. It was godly. God's word's true, and it will always come back to you. To him, you know, I mean, it's just, it'll draw whoever will listen. You know, and I'm just so thankful for that. I thought I was going to be able to talk a lot longer than what I have, but that's all I have. Let me read this scripture again. You are the light of the earth, but if salt has lost its taste, I'm sorry, let me start all over again. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt has lost its taste, how shall its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled under people's feet. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand and give it, and it gives light to all the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. Ken, would you close us in prayer, please? Thank you. You're dismissed.